Srimati Bhakti Vinanta Swami Chinamani. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaura Vani Prasadhi. Namaste Prasanya Vani Prasadhi Devi. Om again to Mirandasya, Janatana Sarapya. Chakshu Samilitanjena Tatsumari Sri Guru Venama. Sri Chaitanya Mahavishnu Stapitam Deha Bhutale. Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sa Padantikam. Vansa Kaupatru Vrishya Kripa Sindhidebeva Paditam Vavevyo Vrishyayo. When the Sringadev came, when he appeared from the pillar, being provoked by Hiranyakashipu's threat to his own son, it was quite astounding. Why was it astounding? Raise your hand if you'd like to say. Yes.
Because he's threatening his own son?
Because, yeah, that's amazing in and of itself. That he threatened this the one who is supposed to be your protector, father, tried to kill his own son. Thank you very much. Tell me again your name.
Mathur.
Anyone else like to say why was it amazing? But you forgot to raise your hand. And now you have to go sit in the corner, but there are no corners. Yes, Prabhu.
He was a half human, half
man. He was half man, Narasingha, half lion. And what is the most amazing thing to you? Who will say? Yes, Arjuna.
Incarnation of Vishnu.
Yes, he was an incarnation of Vishnu, we shall repeat. Huh? And yes.
He came to save his devotee.
He came to save his devotee. To me, what really struck me more than anything else is that he was angry. So angry. He was so angry because his devotee, little Prahlad, was being threatened by someone who is an asura, a demon. And because Krishna, God, Parameshwara, Supreme Controller, because he's unlimitedly beautiful, he's unlimitedly wealthy. We can't even imagine what unlimitedly beautiful is, unlimitedly strong. For him to float the huge moon in the sky is nothing. Universes, create universes. It's finite, not unlimited. So he's unlimitedly powerful. He's unlimitedly beautiful. He's unlimitedly wise. He's savagya. Do you know what savagya means? He knows everything. Do you know what Savagya means? What is your name? I forgot to
ask.
Javish. Do you know what Savagya means? He knows everything. He knows everything. He knows what you're thinking right now. And he knows what you're thinking right now. And yes, everyone. So we better listen. Otherwise he knows when we are. Because that's one difference between adults and children. When children aren't listening, they start going, moving around. But adults have learned the fine art of sitting as if they were listening, but their mind is wandering everywhere. But he knows, so listen. So, unlimitedly angry. Now, how angry was Lord Nisringadev? Unlimitedly angry. Now we all have experience of what anger is, but we are so fortunate that we don't know what unlimited anger is like. And why, as Navkishore pointed out, that why was he so angry? unlimitedly angry because his devotee was being threatened. This hints at the intimate relationship between the Supreme Lord and his devotee. Because sometimes we wonder, if I give myself to Krishna, who will take care of? Who will take care of?
Me.
Yeah, who said that? There's an honest man over here. That is the great fear. An extended me means when we take that sense of me and place it on something that's not me, that's called family, and it's called nation, and it's called our car, and ahankar. Yeah, but it's all about me. So we're wondering who's going to take care of me. But who does Krishna take care of? He takes care of Prahlad. Atma Padanta Vadanyata. He becomes unlimitedly angry when his devotee is threatened. So the Supreme Lord's responsibility is to care for his devotee, and that's what we doubt. Will he really take care of me? But why not just stick to our responsibility and become like Prahlad? Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, would read, as Chaitanya Bhagavata describes, he would read the pastime of Prahlad Maharaj and the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj. But Prahlad Maharaj, he would read hundreds and hundreds of times. Hundreds of times. And he would cry and cry and cry when he read it. Because he was contacting through the Bhagavatam, he was contacting the innocence and the purity of Prahlad's devotion. Perhaps we can keep the door closed. The purity and the innocence of Prahlad's devotion. Just like Mathurana, yes. Before, I asked what was wonderful about this pastime. Does anyone remember what Mathurana Prabhu said? I remember because it was one, yes.
That he came to see his devotee?
Yes, but yes.
And his father.
His own father was trying to harm him. That is inconceivable for this young boy because of having a good father and being a good son. Inconceivable that a father would not wish the best. And that innocence of heart, Prahlad Maharaj had given to Krishna fully. And he was a pure devotee, as he explains in his prayers at the end of his prayers in the 10th chapter of the 7th canto. He said he's come to this world, he was sent to this world, not an ordinary soul, but Prahlad was sent to this world to exhibit, to show what it's like to be a pure devotee and setting an example that we should all follow. This complete dependence on Krishna. And as it is explained earlier in the Bhagavatam, a few chapters earlier, that this wasn't just a sentiment or a faith. His devotion was so deep. His devotion was so deep that he was experiencing Krishna continuously. Or when Krishna would disappear from his sight, he would cry. Because why do we cry? Yes, yes, we'll get a wise answer. Instead of why do we cry, why do you cry?
Because something I like is taken away.
Yeah, something I like, something, but if something you like is taken away, you won't cry. But if something you really, really like or want, and you lose it, then you cry. Do you ever cry?
Sometimes.
Sometimes we cry when we don't get what we want. Even the big boys. So Prahlad wanted one thing only, to be with Krishna always. And because his desire was so focused on Krishna, because of his purity, Krishna was always with him. Because that's the nature of Krishna. So I will, at the end of this class, we'll show a video of a puppet show that Mataji and I made many years ago, and that we show every year. So that will tell the whole story. Again, the pastime, the Leela of Nisringadev's coming. But now I will just tell one little part. I will read it from directly from the Bhagavatam. It's quite amazing. Narada Muni is telling this pastime to Yudhisthira Maharaj. And he describes how Haranyakashipu, he accepted Sukracharja, who was the very powerful Asura Guru. And he lived very near Haranyakashipu, and he was advising him. And his two sons, Sandana Marka, had a school. Now, Haranyakashipu sent his boys to the school, and Prahlad was also in the school, and the teachers taught him, as they taught everyone, basically economic development and rajniti, politics, diplomacy, how to win, how to get your way, how to properly bribe someone, all the practical things of political philosophy, and who, how to deal with friends and how to deal with enemies. So after the boy, Prahlad, was in school for some time, as fathers often do, they take their children very close, their son or daughter, and say, what did you learn in school today? Do you ever ask your children that? Do you?
No.
Yeah. Does your father ask you sometimes, what did you learn in school today?
The next day.
What did you learn in school today? Tomorrow.
He says the next day.
Okay. So Prahlad Maharaj is 5 years old, and his answer astounded Haranyakashipu and made him quite angry. But at this point, laughingly angry, he said, Tatsaro manye suravarjita dehinam. He said, oh, he didn't call him my dear father, he called him Asuravarja, the best of the asuras. So we can expect the rest of what he's going to say. Of all who have taken their birth, Tatsaromani, Asuravarja Dehinam, Sarasamudvigna Diyama Sadrahat. Any person, now, just imagine someone telling you this, because right now Prahlad is telling you this too, except he's not saying Asuravarja to you all, because you're all such nice, sweet devotees. But listen to what he says. Sarasamu, he asked him the best thing that you have learned And he is going to answer him in an honest way as the best thing that he had learned. But it wasn't what he had learned from Sandinamarca. He said, what I have learned is that any person who accepts a temporary body and temporary household life, he's embarrassed continuously by the anxieties of life, and it is like Grihamanda Kupa. It is like he has fallen into a deep well, alone in the fields, and no way to get out. There is no water in that well, but there is suffering. This doesn't apply to devotees. And then he said something still more amazing. He said, Hidvatmapattam grihamandakupam vanam gatoyad hadim asriyeta. His father asked him, my dear boy, what did you learn in school today? And Prahlad said, I learned that anyone who takes the body as themselves and is attached to family life is just going to suffer. This is what I learned in school today. And not only that, I learned what they should do. Hidvapapattam griyaman, they should get out, they should leave the situation. And vanam gatoya, they should go to the van, Vrindavan. They should go to Vrindavan, hadim asriyeta, and take full shelter of Lord Hari, take shelter of Krishna. Prahlad was carrying this purity with him. And his father asked him, what is the best thing that you have learned? And he told him that the shelter of Hari, the shelter of Lord Krishna, is real shelter. It is real happiness. Don't take shelter of things that cannot give you happiness. Take shelter of Lord Hari. Go to Vrindavan and take shelter of Hari. So when Prahlad Maharaj spoke like this to Hiranyakashipu, and the father just sort of laughed, but thought, this boy's intelligence has been spoiled by my enemy, because that's what it means to be an asura, one possessing demonic quality. They're competing with Krishna. They're competing with the Supreme Lord, thinking themselves a suitable competitor. And why is he the supreme? Why must everyone serve him? I am the center. I am the supreme. I am powerful. So the boy had spoken like this. And Hiranyakashipu, oh, it's a boy speaking. But inside he was very upset. And he called for the teacher, Sandinamarca, and said, why have you let this, why are you teaching this boy this kind of thing? And Hiranyakashipu became so angry that the teachers, even though they were the son of his spiritual master, became frightened. And they said, we don't know how he's learned this. We don't know, we're not teaching him this. Maybe some outsiders come and taught him this. So Hiranyakashipu put the boy in the charge of his teachers, and they went to Prahlad, and they said, come here. This is what they did. They said, oh, my dear Prahlad, you are such a nice boy. You are so nice, and you always speak the truth. And would you like a sweet? Would you like this? Yes. Now, you're such a nice boy, and you always speak the truth. Now, please tell me, Who has been teaching you these things? You like the story?
Yes.
I also like it. And how have you learned to speak the words of our enemies? Because the Asuras were always fighting the Devatas, the demigods. And Prahlad said, he was amazed. He said, friends, enemies? I never heard anyone speak in this way before, because his heart was completely open. He was a well-wisher of everyone. Such purity of heart. No question of this one is my friend, I'll be nice to him. This one is my enemy, and I'll somehow make believe I'm nice to him, but hope he gets hit by one car or maybe even two, or at least the stock so his property values go down. So Prahlad began speaking like this, to the teachers even. So, I don't know if you've read this pastime in Prabhupada's purports. They're very, very powerful. And they get right to the core of materialistic life that we tend to hold on very carefully. We should read these very carefully. So when they asked him, how did you learn this? Where did you learn this from? His answer was, just like iron is attracted to a magnet, automatically, just see the consciousness of this boy. My consciousness, having been changed by his mercy, it is attracted by Lord Vishnu, Krishna. I have no independence. It's not like I'm choosing to think about Krishna and to love Krishna. It's natural for me, swabhavika. So the teachers were very sorry. And they chastised him. And after some time, they taught him their subjects again that they were interested in, the politics of friends, the politics of enemies, and how to treat this one like that to get what you want, and how to treat that one like that to get what you want. And then after some time, they were very confident that the boy had heard them and learned from him. So they again brought him to Hiranyakashipu, and Hiranyakashipu took him and put him on his lap, and he said, my dear boy, O long-lived one, for so much time you have heard so many things from your teacher, now please repeat to me whatever you think is the best of that knowledge. And Prahlad, he began speaking about devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. The best thing is to always engage oneself in hearing and chanting and remembering and otherwise serving the Supreme Lord. And a person who does this, whose mind is so focused on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has achieved real shelter. He has achieved the real purpose of his human life. So what do you think Hiranyakashipu said when he heard that? Do you think he said, thank you very much for preaching to me, Prabhu. Please accept my humble obeisances. And also, here's a donation for the new temple. He didn't say that. Instead, he became angry. What's a word in English that when you say there's the word angry, but if you times anger by 10, what is it? Enraged, furious. I was thinking that, but enraged. He became
Constipation.
I hadn't thought of that. Such innocent hearts. Later on, your mother or father will explain to you the difference. But thank you so much.
Irate?
I'd say enraged and furious is a bit more high than that. So, now here's where it really becomes interesting, or not that this wasn't interesting, where Hiranyakashipu said, where did you learn this from? Who has taught you this? Where did you get your knowledge from? But don't worry, I won't be angry. Where did you get this from? Who has taught you? Now, we're going to put we're going to project some verses on these three verses were Prahlad Maharaj's answer. And interestingly enough, very interestingly enough, once when Srila Prabhupada was in England in 1969, he was sitting with some very, very famous musicians who were so famous, the most popular musicians in the world. And yes, they were named after bugs. They were called the Beatles, but spelled with like beat, like a drum beat, B-E-A-T, yeah. But they were sort of bugs, most of them. But of all things, no, I don't mean to be disrespectful. But if you're thinking of a beetle at the time of your death,
you will become a beetle.
Yes. So we should think about, instead of thinking about beetles, what should we think about? Yes, thank you. What does Krishna look like when you think of him?
He has a peacock feather.
There's a peacock feather on his head.
He's blue.
His complexion is blue.
Yeah, and...
Is he beautiful?
Yeah.
Does he have big eyes like lotus petals?
Yeah.
And what color is his dhoti?
Yellow?
Yes, but like lightning, shining. Better think about Krishna. So, now Prabhupada was telling these very powerful people about how they should use their music in Krishna's service. And they said, do you sing anything else? And Prabhupada says, yes, there are so many mantras. And these are the three that he spoke, which is quite amazing when we hear the meaning of them. So let's hear what Prabhupada singing them right now. Yes, that's it, but a little bit louder. Okay, it should be a lot louder.
Mito vipate dami
Hiranyakashipu asked him, who has taught you this? What is it? Where have you learned this? And Prahlad's answer is, Matirna Krishna Paratoksvatova, that the inclination, he had said that he has an inclination, a natural inclination to love Krishna. But if one is attached to material things, that matir, that inclination to Krishna, paratosvatova, it will never come. So he's telling his father that you will never be able to understand this. You ask me, what is this knowledge? Where does it come from? You will not be able to understand. Because of your attachment to material things. Therefore, the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu was necessary. Adanta Gobhya Vishita Tamizram. And what is the result of all that attachment? Asura Varja Tamizram means going down in your next life to a hellish life. Why? Because of the attachment to taste things, charvita, puna, punas, again and again and again, tasting the same thing again and again and again, despite it not bringing us the satisfaction we long for. So there's no use in me telling you, not by your own thinking about it, how could I get this? Or by the instruction of others, you will never get it because of your material attachments. Then the next verse. So I'll read this, I'll read the Prabhupada's translation. Prahlad Maharaj replied, my dear father, because of their uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life, they make progress towards hellish conditions and repeatedly true that which has already been trued in the Cantonese language, where is but not only if you take sugar cane and you eat it, and then all that's left is have a in Cantonese, if I remember correctly, it's called ja. Is that right? Yeah. It's the what's left after you take all the juice out of it, or in India you see the sugar cane, and after you squeeze all the juice out, there's the ja. Such a good name for it. It's ja. It's meant to be rejected. Do you like Cantonese language? This is nice, yes. And it's just imagine trying to get sweetness, eating that. It's just not there. And yet, for that, again and again and again we try. So the next question, or next part of Prahlad's instructions. And why are people doing this? Because they don't know Swartagatim, their own Swartha, their own benefit in their life is Vishnu, to serve Vishnu, to go to Vishnu, to go to Krishna. They don't know this. Because they're interested only in external things. And they're following the leaders who are blind, who are not teaching them properly, and giving them proper instructions in life. And they continue just trying to be happy in this world without developing, understanding that the life's purpose is to develop love for the Supreme Lord. And again they do this and suffer material life. And the third verse, how can one get it then? How can one get this? If we're all materialistic, we're in the world, but we're in prison. So how can one gain the taste, the knowledge, and the realization? So then the third verse, Prahlad explains, unless Nashamatis Tavaruk Ramangrim Svishad Anarta Upamaho Yarta Mahisham Parajo Vishekam Nishin Tanam Navrityava. Unless they smear upon their bodies the dust of the feet of a Vaishnava who is completely freed from material contamination. Those who are very much inclined toward materialistic life cannot be attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, who is glorified for his uncommon wonderful activities. So only by becoming Krishna conscious and taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord in this way can one be freed from material contamination. We need to become servants of great, great exalted devotees, who in turn are serving great exalted devotees. Because then the heart changes. Instead of becoming an asura who wants to be the center, who wants to be the master, we realize that we can only ever actually be servants. So if we serve the Supreme Lord or the devotees of the Supreme Lord, then the change of heart, the change of consciousness takes place. So that mood of becoming a servant is at the essence of Krishna consciousness, because we can learn how to go through all the things externally, but not make the change deep in the heart that Gopi Bharata Parakamaya Dasa Dasana Dasa, I am a servant of the servant of the servant of the Supreme Lord. So Haranyakashipu, when he heard this, he was even more angry, and he actually tried to kill Prahlad, his own son. So I won't speak anymore, but we're going to watch this very amazing low-tech puppet show that Mataji and I made. How many years ago was it now? 1986 or so. Okay, how many years is that? How many years ago was 1986?
37.
And you did it without taking out your mobile phones. Pretty good. Google, how many years is that? Or Suri, excuse me.
Mudge is correcting, 83.
Huh?
Mudge is correcting, 83.
83 we made this?
83,
30. 40 years. It's the 40th anniversary of this puppet show being made. Okay, let the puppet show begin!